5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So the Four of Cups, this is complicated. When you look at the original imagery of the Rider-Waite Four of Cups, and most of the decks usually have a similar adaptation of this image, it's a guy sitting against a tree, and he's looking down, and he's looking bored, and right in front of his face is a hand sticking out of a cloud out of nowhere. It's not attached to anything. It's like this golden opportunity showing up in his face, holding a cup. You know, is it a chalice? Is it the Holy Grail? It doesn't matter because he's not interested. It's more than he's not looking. It seems as if he just doesn't care. And that can be easily dismissed as, wow, that's stupid. You got the whole world in your hands and you don't want to see it. You've got a great opportunity here, fill in the blank name, but you choose to just stare at your shoes. You just choose to be indifferent. Well, it's more than just indifference. You know, think of the opening lines to that Pearl Jam song, Daughter. Alone, listless, breakfast table in an otherwise empty room. Now, they always say, you start the day with a good breakfast, you start the morning out right, carry it on into the rest of the day. In that song, that person is listless, locked away in their own bedroom. The breakfast table, the opportunity to start the day out right is right next door, but they just choose to be wrapped in their own fears, their own frustration, their own boredom. There's a Van Halen song called Don't Tell Me What Love Can Do. It's on the 1995 Balance album. And it's a heavy song with a heavy video. In the video, it shows gang members in jail, inmates, prison inmates, and they're showing off their scars. They're showing off how they got into prison in the first place. And it really does capture the essence of what the Four of Cups is, because there's a reason why you're not staring at that golden opportunity. There's a reason why the kid sitting against the tree in the tarot card isn't looking at the golden opportunity or at the positives. It's because he's been beaten down. It's because something happened in his life or her life that caused him to not believe in golden opportunities, not believe in happy endings, not believe that there is a chance to get out of whatever funk they're in. And when those prison inmates in the video for Van Halen's Don't Tell Me are showing off their bullet wounds, their knife wounds, explaining how they got where they are, it was the only thing they control. Listen, he says, Sammy Hagar says in the song, it's okay, I'll do what I want if I choose. I can take the fall. There's a choice. It's my destiny in my hands. Yeah, it's up to me. I can drive. I can shoot a gun in the streets. Score me some heroin. I can jump, be the sacrifice, bear the cross just like Jesus Christ. And I don't want to hear what love can do. I don't want to tell you what's right for you. And he doesn't want to hear what's right for him. The reason why the narrator in Van Halen's Don't Tell Me is so angry and so indifferent to hearing advice is because he's had it before and it's never worked out. He's come to a situation where he's trusted someone or trusted hope and it blew up in their face. That's why those prison inmates in the video for Don't Tell Me, I mean, I'm sure they were actors, but the concept of the video is, listen, this might suck, but I'm in control of it. The reason why the person in that Four of Cups tarot card isn't interested in the opportunity is because that means giving up a certain amount of control to let destiny run its course, to let fate take hold. And that, even though the opportunity looks fantastic, is too much for the Four of Cups. That's the energy of it. And as depressing as that might be, that's also a big fact of life. We all carry things with us. We all carry words that perhaps our parents said to us or somebody we love said, and maybe they didn't mean it, but it imprints within us. And it does, it's like a black mark. It does affect the way we make decisions. And if you've been at a point in life where too many too good to be true offers turned out to be too good to be true, then you might be just like that person in the Four of Cups tarot card, indifferent to opportunity. That is today's Rock and Soul Tarot lesson. I really hope you enjoyed it. I apologize for my voice. I think it's just summer allergies and things like that. But if you want to talk more about this, hit me up on Instagram, Orlando0616. If you have some suggestions for tarot cards moving forward with Rock and Soul Tarot, what songs to use, or perhaps if you just want a tarot card reading, hit me up, Orlando0616, or my email, baorlando616@aol.com. Yep, I'm a dinosaur. Have the same AOL for over two decades. I'll talk to you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.